First of all, good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How many of y'all got caught off guard by that hour that you knew about for the last week? I think a couple of us. I think for some strange reason, people like to talk about daylight savings time quite a bit, but I think the preachers are the ones who got to deal with it the most, because it always happens on Sundays. And the funny thing about our congregation is that no matter what time period it is, we have rough time. Either we think we have an extra or we lose an extra. But I think this is all in preparation for what's coming up on Monday. Thank you so much. Amen. I got to make sure my eyebrows don't get wiped off. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We honor you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name. We thank you for your kindness, your mercy, and grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor. We ask you, Lord God, to come into this place even right now so there could be clarity and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to the 28th verse says the following. Says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. From the subject this morning, I think it's so interesting. Fruit by the foot. Fruit by the foot. Amen, amen. Someone say fruit. Fruit by the foot. Subtitle. Becoming productive kingdom citizens. Productive kingdom citizens. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Produce is defined as one, or produce, or to produce. Produce, I think brother Lewis might know about that one. But in this particular situation is to produce. Produce. Or to produce is defined as one, to make or manufacture from components or raw materials, and two, to grow. Such words that help fine-tune this are to make, to manufacture, to create, to generate, to present, or yield. In another perspective, this means a product, production, output. Again, to produce. Let me put it into context. Some of you all may have heard it at one time or another, if you're not going to grow, you got to go. If you're not growing with me, you're not going with me. And you can't grow in the wrong dirt. Help me somebody. So you gotta make sure that you're in the right soil. If I take certain types of trees and planted in the desert, it's still dirt, but it's not the right type. It'll die. Likewise, if I take a specific tree that's meant for the desert and I put it in a lush space that's by a river, it's also going to wither because it's too much. So, as one preacher said, you got to bloom where you're planted. And it takes time for you to bloom, especially if your roots are not settled. One of the most traumatic things that can happen to a tree, and for those of you that have the green thumb, I'm trying to develop my green thumb, it's like a light green right now, but is that when you pull up a root ball, or you pull up a tree, if you're not careful, it'll actually die. When you move a tree, you have to cut around it so that it'll have a root ball. In other words, you have to carry the roots with it. You can't cut it off too short or at the stump or it'll die. If you cut off at the leaves and try to plant the leaves in the ground, it's not going to produce anything. So you have to remove the entire tree and uproot it completely and then put it in fertile soil. That's the reason why you see trees from up north, even down south. Fruit by the foot. Can I give you some context on the fruit by the foot thing? Some of y'all are thinking about, you know, the commercial and a quick little snack, fruit roll-ups, fruit by the foot. Well, beautiful are the feet of those who carry the gospel. Your walk is the way that you carry yourself. And the fruit that you have is what you bear within that walk with Jesus Christ. What kind of fruit? Well, I wish some of us this morning would like to embark upon sleep as a fruit. You know, I can see you trying to keep your eyes open. I know. But what happened last night? Stayed up too late. Fruit by the foot. One of the pieces of fruit and of the Holy Spirit is self-control. You have to have enough self-control to take that clock and put it back at the proper time early enough and to get into bed. But see, the thing I found out about daylight savings times and things like this is that you can't prepare for it the day before. You have to adjust yourself prior to that. Amen, somebody. I'm going to stop messing with y'all. So let's try to put this in the form of a poem, and it'll hopefully make sense to you. And this poem is called Seasons of Change. Change of the heart takes time, cast, slow to perfection, like aged wine. Wouldn't it be easier if the divine would just remake us overnight, beamed up into heavenly experience, like a sublime shining light? Brother Ryan, get over there on those congas really quick. I need to wake these folk up. Let me give you a little bit of entertainment today. So I'm going to repeat this once again in spoken word style. You got it? You already? Changes of heart takes time. Cast slow to perfection like aged wine. Would it be easier if the divine would just remake us overnight, 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 beamed up into heavenly experience? Experience like a sublime shining light, yet true growth comes from the fight. For God always has his reasons, the reasons that we're here, the reasons just known or unknown to us until we've wrestled with inner demons over the course of many seasons. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. The truth of the matter is that seasons, they come and go. They changed. But sometimes what throws you for a loop is when something happens that's out of season, like this morning. This morning, we were expecting to wake up to 80-degree weather. But my brother from Chicago brought in some cold weather once again. He prayed about it. And he said, I'm not ready for this hot Florida weather just yet. God, do a work. And then all of a sudden, we had to pull out our two pairs of winter clothes for all us for Florida folk, and we woke up to this. Here we go once again. Here we go once again. Through everybody. See, that's the thing about Florida folk is that if it's cold and daylight savings time, you had to press your way to church this morning. I know you had to press your way. That's why I'm not going to be before you long, because I'm a compassionate, kind pastor. I know that for sure. So let me move quickly this morning. Number one, you need to understand that God will always check to see if you are growing. Luke chapter 13, verse 6 through 9 says, he also spoke this parable, him being Jesus. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found nothing. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree to find none. For 3 years I've waited for you to engage in ministry. For 3 years I've waited for you to come from out of that stupor of not wanting to be involved. For 3 years I wanted to see if you have fruit by the foot. Thusly, cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? Good God Almighty. Oh, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me a tree that does not produce is just using up good ground? Good ground in ministry is the ministry itself, the leaders that are there. When you're not producing, you're just using people. Especially when you draw from them, but then there's no fruit to bear. Okay. That's why when I talk to people, I always kind of ask the question, do you look for change or are you venting? Because venting is expressing a frustration that you're tolerating, and you just have a moment, you're having a moment, but the moment doesn't lead to anything. Change is hard, y'all. I know that for a fact. Why does an unproductive tree use up the ground? Why come to a church that you're not going to be involved in some capacity? But he answered and said to him, sir, let this alone, or let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down. So there was somebody that was there, the keeper of this particular fig tree, as Jesus was walking by, and he says, let me work with it. Let me work with sister girl. Let me work with my brother. Let me see if they can actually produce something in this ministry. And then when you come back around, then you can check. If it's not working, then you can cut it off. Ooh, Lord. The keeper didn't say that he would cut it down. But he was saying to Jesus, if this person is not being a productive kingdom citizen, then you could remove their influence. Lord have mercy. In other words, if you are not growing, things will wither. If you're not planted in the right space, if you're not producing, things will wither. That's kind of crazy, right? If you're not producing fruit, that's an indication that you are withering on the vine. In the kingdom, what is the main two things that keeps a child of God from being productive? Pride and disobedience. The refusal to do what God has already told you to do. See, when you're a kingdom productive citizen, you can't just go based on your feelings only. You have to go based on your faith. And faith should be at a point when you're mature to override those feelings. I was talking with Deacon Lewis yesterday as we were doing community service at a wonderful, great place. A lot of people who are struggling going through. And I was talking about how certain individuals and how they got there. Some had different stories. Some were veterans that did not have places. Others were on drugs. Others were just there for the moment in time. And all of them could only spend one night, and then they had to go back into the streets. It was just astonishing to me, and I basically, God just gave me the revelation there, is that people deal with things three ways. Their head, and sometimes they're afflicted mentally. Their hearts, sometimes they have a broken heart and they're broken emotionally. And then their gut, their belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, the gospel, the word. But if that's broken, if you've been gut punched, that means that your spirit has been broken. So there's some people that are there whose heart has been broken and their mind is intact and they love God, but they've been hurt, so they stand off of at a distance. There's some people who understand what's going on, and they have a heart that's in the right place, but they don't know God. They're just good people. And there's some people who have the right heart and have his spirit, but they don't know anything. So they have to be taught. So people typically fall or flow in one of those three streams. But the child of God, our God's intent for us is for us to have our mind like Christ, our bodies to be formed and to follow him with our actions, and our spirit to be transformed. So do not be conformed to the pattern or plan of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then when you have a life like Christ, there is no way that you will be unproductive. Unproductive citizens. And if it bears fruit, no problem. As it says in verse 9 in Luke 13. But if not, after that, you, Jesus, you can cut it down. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 20 shows us that Jesus has come back to examine this tree. Now, this has a lot of parallelisms. A part of it is apocalyptic, because it's looking at us and basically saying when Jesus comes back, he wants to make sure that our lamps have enough oil, that we are in right relationship with him, because he is coming again. Soon is not soon in human terms. Soon is soon in kairos terms, outside of time, the fullness of time terms. And so God, through his infinite wisdom, sent his son to give an example to us that Jesus is looking to see with your saved self if you are truly being productive, kingdom citizens. Verse 18 says, now in the morning, he returned to the city, Lord have mercy, and Jesus was hungry, looking for, eyes going to and fro, looking for a heart that will love him. Desperate. He wants it all. Remember the song? He wants it all. He wants it all. As his eyes go all over the earth, looking for a heart who is desperate, longing for a child that he could call his own. He wants it all. We want all of God if our mind, our heart, and our spirit are in the right place. Now, I know I might have butchered the words, but hopefully you understand the intent. Now in the morning, he returned to the city, and Jesus was hungry. He wanted to partake of some fruit. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. And immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so fast? You were on fire for God for years, and then all of a sudden, what happened to sister so-and-so? What happened to brother so-and-so? Have you ever sat in a congregation after being on fire for God, and now it feels like your flame has been doused? But it wasn't God that did it. You threw water on yourself. And now there's no productivity. The Bible says that it is by their fruit you shall know them. You can bring forward much fruit when you stay planted where the word is flowing, as long as you absorb and abide in it. Blessed is the man that walks not after the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way or tries to act like a sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, those that cannot be corrected. But he should meditate in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he should meditate day and night. And then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And then he will bear much fruit as long as he has fruit by the foot. The roots must reach the water. The roots must abide in the soil. You can't grow if you keep on moving. And you can't grow if you don't go down deep. One of the time when I was a little bit of a novice when it came to planting things inside of the garden, somebody told me that it's not good if you take something that has recently been uprooted and plant it down deep. You actually have to leave a little bit of the root ball exposed. So a part of it has to show on the outside. So when you are planted in a ministry and when you are in a place of growth, you're going to get exposed a little bit. Because by their fruit you shall know them. After a while, people will know your constitution. But the good news about that is that that's the reason why being in ministries, a productive, a healthy ministry is good for your soul, because it allows for you to grow properly. And if there's any dead things, that's good. Because people could then prune them. And you could prune them through the hearing of the word. We all expose ourselves to a certain extent when we join a church. We can't hide forever. Our true selves come, our true fruit comes out. It doesn't take 35 years to find out if you're crazy or not. You can find out very fast. I can find out if you're lazy or loyal, on fire or cold, deceptive or have integrity, in a short period of time when you have discerning eyes and you stay in the presence of God. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all of the time. And that's why the church is not a hiding place, it's a resting place. We hide in God. We hide in him for a time so that he could restore us when we are vulnerable. That's what hiding means. But hiding doesn't mean staying away from everybody and not changing, not producing any fruit. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. I'm almost done, y'all. I'm going to do good this morning. I'm going to be compassionate. Verse 1 says, I am the true grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine. And my Father is the gardener. And this is in the New Living. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't, here it is, produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that if you're not bearing fruit, you'll get cut. And if you're bearing fruit, you'll get cut. Cut it. I don't know why I heard that. Cut it. He said, so God will cut everybody. But the response is different. You get that? If you're unproductive and you get cut off, it's to make room for those that want to produce. And for those that have good fruit, when you get cut, it's not meant to hurt you. It's meant to help you grow. Because when you lead in the body of Christ and when you lead others and you begin to share others, you begin to show your gifts, you're going to run into some type of opposition. But there's nothing like a strong tree that continues to produce fruit all the time. I had to cut my rose bushes. It kind of hurt me because it was growing up and skinny, but I wanted them to be full and wide and to bear a lot of flowers. So I told my son, Andre, I said, go there and get some shears and cut them down close to the root. Don't cut the roots. Don't pull them up. But just cut off those branches. There's some dead things on there. Cut them off. Dad, are you sure? Because even he was saying, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. I didn't want to do it. But I knew that in its current state, if there was no, see, this is the thing about gifted people. When gifted people are not pruned and not challenged to change, they will wither in their potential. They'll extend out far, but they won't go wide. They'll be vertical, but not horizontal. They will have impact, but not influence. So they have to cut. We stretch Elder Wesley like 500 different ways. We stretch our praise team different ways. Because I was walking by the vineyard, and I heard some tumult saying, We need some change. And I was like, yes. Let me go ahead and pull out my shears and start cutting. The same way of doing things. Songs. Even how you approach the pulpit when you practice. Let's be positive. Let's encourage one another. Let's get that talk box in the vocal quarter. So I'm going to let everybody know right now. I brought Elder Winsley a micro cork, and it's already on its way. and it has a vocoder already built in. It's a mini keyboard, top of the line, and it's going to be sitting right there. Because he was one of the people that said, we need some creativity. And I was like, all right, let me prune you really quick. Here you go. So we're expecting great and marvelous things from you, great and talented one. Amen. Isn't that nice? That's so nice. Fruit by the foot, as well as our praise team as well. Me, me, mama, mama, moo. Me, me, mama, mama. But what am I doing, Pastor Martin? Well, they're going through breathing exercises and vocal training, things that we didn't always do before because we're stretching ourselves. I look at the fruit, I see it's producing, but we have to cut off the old things so that we could do new things. Amen. That's why you heard a little bit of a different sound today. The best is yet to come. Let me move quickly because I'm tired, Pastor Martin. I hear you, though. So verse 2 says, he cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. That means that you can't keep on doing the same thing. Verse 3 says, you have already been pruned and purified by the message that I have given you. Here it is. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch does not and cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. It's so important for us to understand how to grow and to grow properly. All growth is not good. You may have heard it say before that some growth is not productive. It's a mutation. Isn't it crazy how a lot of the Marvel movies, and I love them, and Marvel movies really took off because it's about mutants or mutations. Something that spontaneously happens to you so that you could be seen as being special and different from everyone else. So how can we as the children of God really grasp that? Well, we don't need to mutate in order to be different. God has transformed us by his Spirit. Therefore, we are already peculiar people. We're already peculiar people, but you have to embrace him and abide in him. No fruit can grow in separation. No fruit is ready to produce if it's too ripe. There must be mutual separation from the tree so that it can produce more. What do you mean by that? Well, when a tree is growing and it has like an apple tree as an example, the apple stays on that branch until it is fully ripe. If it's too early and it falls off, it's going to be bitter to the ones that partake of it. If I let a person who's new to the media team try to run everything the next day, it's too early. And it's going to be extreme frustration. So the ones that are in charge and have been seasoned at a specific area, you're not just going to just let them go. You have to have time for them to grow. And then the person that is over them has to have enough patience for them to grow, because someone was patient with you. So likewise, God is patient with us and he works with us, so therefore we must work with others. But there has to come a point in time where the fruit can't stay on the vine forever. It has to be consumed. So I always ask people this, who lets go first? Is it the tree that drops the apple, or is it the apple that drops from the tree? Which one? Which one falls? Is it because the apple's too heavy and the tree can't hold on? Or is it that the apple is heavy and the tree wants to let go? Which one is it? I submit to you that it's mutual. The tree knows when the fruit is ready, and the fruit knows when the tree is ready to release. Teenagers, when you go to your the college tour, that's a sign to you that your parents are getting ready to let you go. I just want you to know that. Well, I'm only in the 10th grade. You got two more years on that vine. It doesn't matter if it's community college, it matters if you go to the military, it matters if it's working. It doesn't matter. Even if you stay in my house a couple of extra years, and everybody was like, no, you ain't getting too many amens on that. But it's a sign that you about to be let go. And then some of y'all are up for the challenge. Jaden told me, he was like, I'll be ready to go at 18. I've already thought about it. I already know exactly what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go, the schools, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, well, praise God. Praise God. Because I've already started rearranging and planning in my mind how am I going to change their room so that they cannot return. They can visit, but they can't stay. It's mutual. When it's mutual, it's much better. When it's mutual, it's much better, because if an apple stays on a tree too long, it'll actually start rotting. If they stay home too long, mamas, things are going to start getting rotten. You'll go from your baby boy to that around the house. How come you know what I was talking about, Brother Rhymes, Brother Rick? John 15, verse 5 through 7. And it says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So you mean to tell me that going to church does not mean that you will produce fruit? Not every ground is good ground. That's why I'm always key about who's fertilizing your soil. There's some people who throw fertilizer everywhere. I just want everything to be heat. I just want everything to grow. But remember, a true leader is not intimidated by anyone who spread their wings. A true leader is not trying to promote people to control them. Oh, you didn't know that? Have you ever learned sometimes in corporate America that you could get promoted into a position that they know that they can release you from just to get rid of you because you don't measure up to their standard? You're excellent where you are, but sometimes when you're at the grassroots, you got too much influence, so I need to promote you out of the will of God. It's called false promotion. So I'm going to give you a title, a lead, or a role in an ineffective place. Because the ground is not right. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Again, anyone who does not remain in me, moving quickly here, is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. Have you ever been burned by somebody that you looked up to, but God never told you to look up to them? You feel burned, don't you? But again, in verse 7, if you remain in me and in my word and in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you are planted in the right place, it will produce much fruit. As long as you abide, that's the key thing. You can't grow if you keep on hopping all over the place. Because not every place has good soil. There may be growth there, but typically people grow you could tell pretty much how a tree will grow based on the soil it's planted in. That's why certain churches have certain cultures, certain ways of doing things. And a church shouldn't really have a unique culture. It should have a biblical culture. It should not be so drastically different. I saw an article on Facebook the other day, and this is where I'm just going to go ahead and get in trouble for some of our black folks. Wearing a suit and a robe occasionally, and having communion is not being religious. And reverencing holy things is not being religious. There's a place for that. At the same time, we can't think being spiritual means wearing skinny jeans and Jordans and a tight shirt with a beard and tattoos showing and playing Maverick City every Sunday. Is holiness. Are we adopting the next move in God, or are we adopting the predominant culture's way? of doing things. They sound like, they preach like us if we're starting to sound like them. When we actually supposed to be sounding, you know, the same across the board. So a Caucasian pastor that preaches like a black man, he's anointed. And a black man that sings and has a praise team that sounds like Maverick City, he's anointed. But what about the word? There's nothing wrong with any of that, don't get me wrong, because we've sing those songs. What I'm telling you is that we don't need to develop a culture that is unlike Christ. Because some of our favorite ones are having things happen, and I'll just leave it at that. Some of our idols are falling fast. Did you know that in most parts of the world, some forms of produce are able to show and are available year-round? Produce is at its best and least expensive when it's in season. How many of y'all ever gotten watermelons that were not in watermelon season? I don't understand why it tastes so funky. It's just, doesn't quite go with this chicken. Yes? Should I move on? Okay. What's wrong with this banana? Why is it yellow now and then brown tomorrow? The seasonality of produce depends on regional variables such as climate, weather, and the seasons of the year. There is a season that I believe this ministry is coming upon that we've never been in before. But I believe that things are just ripe because we're coming into our 12th year. Things are getting in order from the inside out. Leaders are in order from the inside out. We're producing fruit. And there's expectation that goes both ways. There's expectations of the pastor, and there's also expectations of those that are in the seats. Because we want to have an impact in our community. We want to be a fruitful church. We want to be a fruity church. So as I conclude, there's several seasons. Summer, sometimes it's hot and humidity. Come on, Al, come and get me now. I'm just trying to work with y'all because y'all came in here talking about so Diga Rodriguez closes his eyes like 50 times. I'm trying to be compassionate. So summertime is a time of humidity, heat, and for some of us, a heightened sense of activity. But things can also easily dry up. Fall is a season of change. Colors are changing. People are changing. Some for good and not so good. Winter denotes a time of frigid cold and bitterness, inactivity, and isolation. Things may slow down here and wither and die. And spring, which is where we are right now, is a time of abundance, growth, restoration, and life. There's fruit that goes with each season. Plums and nectarines in the summer. Figs in the fall. Pomegranates in the winter. A unique type of fruit that produces 600 types of seeds. Very productive. And in springtime, strawberries. I hope that we do have a strawberry festival. Meaning that I hope that there are a lot of people that are going to produce in this season because the time is right. The pandemic froze a lot of things. It was a long winter, a long cold and bitter time. A lot of people suffered mentally, spiritually, emotionally. My father was telling me about how there were several preachers that had congregations in the city that closed down and joined his church because of the pandemic, things that were out of our control, very stressful time, and we feel it even here as well. But still, springtime is a time when God will allow things that are bitter and sweet to come forth. to provide balance from all prior seasons. But what's most interesting is that as certain famous spices that grow during this time is the following, and that is a mustard seed. Mustard seeds grow the most during springtime. It is a symbol of faith and prosperity. Your faith is growing, and blessings will manifest as long as you abide in Him and Him in you. This is a season to spring forward in faith and allow God to produce not only for you, but through you as well. All you need to do is just add water, the Word of God. So as I close, John 15, verse 8 through 11, and then I'm done. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. People of God, fruit by the foot simply means that your walk with God should lead to becoming a productive kingdom citizen, leaving seeds for the future. May you be filled with the Spirit now to empty yourselves into others, for you can't give what you don't have. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We honor you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, Lord God, for coming into this house in such a mighty way through praise and worship. Thank you for setting the atmosphere so that true seeds can be planted in this fertile soil. We love you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go ahead and put your hands together for the Lord. See, I did good. We had a little spoken word. I call my church folk fruity, and we still saved. That's awesome, 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 awesome. Now, if you just take that as a YouTube clip, fine, maybe you'll come to church. We'll see what happens. I just have a couple announcements for you, then we're going to go ahead and get out of your way. Once again, welcome all of our online guests. We had such a powerful time in worship this morning. And I didn't want to disturb the flow. I wanted to go with the flow. So welcome to each and every one of you this morning. Very quickly, yesterday, our outreach ministry had the opportunity to serve food to and spend time with the men of Orlando Rescue Mission's men's shelter. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Brother Penn, he got off work in his FedEx outfit, and he was talking to this guy. I was talking him to death. His face said, just come talk to me. He just sitting there all patient. Just there. I had to rescue him one time. I just had to start talking to him. And then Deacon Lewis and I started talking to him next. And he had us trapped for about how many minutes? Like 15 minutes. And then Lady Martin had to come rescue us. But it was just a good time. There was people that were filled with all types of spirits. But the Spirit of God was prominent in that place on yesterday. They were serving food. Sister LaToya, Takia and Lady Martin pushed a man from out of the kitchen. He was talking about y'all. He said that y'all were bullying him. And y'all took over the kitchen. He came to me. He's like, you the pastor? Well, they were over there. They just pushed me on out the kitchen. Because they knew they knew what they were doing. In other words, they were there to serve. He was so used to serving, but he felt unaccustomed to taking a break. So I just say that in jest and in love, but they were definitely serving in that place. We have a lot more pictures as well, and we hope to be there again in the future. I'm already going to be in contact with them, Deacon Lewis, so you can also see about that as well, if we can have chapel with them at least maybe once a quarter. And we just go there 6 o'clock after lunch and then just go ahead and give them a word in simple terms. We try to keep it simple because that was one of the things that they were saying is that you don't want things to be over their heads. Sometimes people come in there and they're being all deep. We just have to understand our audience. They're just trying to make it. So anything about survival is basically going to be the tone of the messages and to bring some type of hope. I once was homeless for a period of time and it was not a good feeling. So I definitely have a level of compassion when it comes to such things, for such were some of you. So once again, put your hands together for the outreach team, Deacon Lewis and Sister Lewis and the crew. It was good. good for our young man to serve and to see those types of things, because you never know. My mama always used to say, but for the grace of God, there go I. And then beyond that, after service today, we will have our clergy meeting. Clergy meeting is going to be pushed up to 12:30 today. We're only going to be in for 30 minutes. Our topic for this particular morning, we're going to be talking about our marriages and our families and how to make them better, be better men. And so we're going to talk for about 30 minutes just to do a quick little check on that. And then also, congratulations to the Knight family. You know what I want to do? Come on up here, sweetheart. Carrington, where you at? Oh, you still back? Oh, you working? You said he working back there. All right. Well, you off the clock right now. Come on up here with your mama. Clock out. Ka-kling. He was back there engaged, man. I just saw a little head just peek up over the edge. Come on up here, sweetheart. You know what I want to do? I want to have a Knight Rider. Knight Rider. So these two, come on over here on the side. Come on up here, Lady Mark. So they completed their new membership class. And yesterday, you weren't there, but I know your mama told you all about it. And you absorb things like a sponge. I understand that. So she sat with us on yesterday. We got a chance to teach about the church and the whole nine yards. And so now she's part of the family. But go ahead and put your hands together for that. So welcome to you. Welcome as well. You're now official. We will make sure that we have a certificate for you. That will also be produced as well. And so once again, welcome to the family. Now, y'all, don't be asking folk to do a whole bunch of stuff. We want to ease her into our craziness. All right. and I hug, but you can hug right now, right? So again, after service, give a fist bump, do whatever you need to do. But once again, welcome Sister Knight and her son Carrington. God bless you, God keep you. She gonna give hugs right now. Go ahead and give me a hug right now. That's it. I told you I had to restrain it, but I got you. God bless you, God keep you. They are new members of Divine Truth Christian Center. Be blessed. Welcome. Amen. But I think that she will fit in just fine because she got a little bada-bada in her. So join the club. throw them bows. All right, everybody. So again, God bless you. God keep you for that. This is our prayer. March the 16th, Soul Therapy Live will be going on for a Bible study this upcoming week. We will be having on that particular same day, we will be having Club 228. We'll present its annual college tour kickoff. It's our first iteration. The first two stops will be Full Sail University and University of Central Florida. The church van will leave from here this next week. They on spring break, y'all. So all the kids off. So we telling y'all to come, let them come with us so you can have some peace at the house. Okay. So they eating all the food, all the chitlins, all the hog maw. All the pig's feet, all of the milk, the toast, the cinnamon toast crunch, it will be okay for that particular day, all right? So so the van will depart at 9 a.m., and there are, once again, all of the spots have been filled. If there's anybody else that wants to go, if you got some other kids that want to come along with us for UCF, just let us know, and we'll see if there's any room for the van, all right? Other than that, we'll put you on the skateboard, and you can just get in that bucket like they do on Facebook. When that man was sitting inside that book with that umbrella, he just had that the air blower. Because gas prices are high, Lord. We're going to have to save up for to go to FAMU. God Almighty. So that's that. And also praise and worship, as well as praise and worship jam session is also this upcoming Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, all the kids are going to be home. Pray for all the parents this week. Last but not least, March the 19th at 10 a.m., our finance ministry presents Every Penny Counts Budgeting Workshop. The focus of this workshop is to help you gain control over your hard-earned money and always have what you need. Please see Sister Lady Martin, my wife, for more information. She already has the program ready to go. We already have a couple of people that have signed up. If you want to know how to give properly and to sow properly and to save properly, you know, come to the budgeting class. Some of you have a lot more money than you think that you do. Okay, but you got to practice spiritual discipline. Self-control is one of the spiritual fruit that is most prominent when it comes to finances. And you have to be balanced. Okay, you can't be stingy in the kingdom, and you can't give everything away in the kingdom. You have to have proper balance, all right? So that's going to be March 19th at 10 a.m. And the cost, of course, is $10. She has her MBA. She also has her degree in finance from Florida State University. So you're not just hearing from somebody that's just first lady and then that's it. No, she is a wonderful and educated woman. So again, come on out on that specific day. And then finally, March the 25th and 26th, FAMU Spring Preview College Tour in Tallahassee, Florida. Once again, for more information about this, especially when it comes to fundraisers, we will provide that information soon. Details, again, will be coming from Sister Latoya Lewis. Get with her as soon as possible. Many of you have already put in your deposits and have already paid completely. Young people, if you already have, oh, he said what? There's two spaces left. So Andre, Harold, see, talk to his mama, see if they want to go. If y'all have some other friends that want to go out of town, get a chance to enjoy a couple of things, be able to see the city, college. Once again, this is like the branch talking to the fruit. It's a sign. It's a sign. It's a good sign that they're going over to their future. For a lot of people like to say, well, we're just going to kick them out the house. We're not kicking you out the house. We still are your parents. You're just going to be, oh, you said one? Oh, never mind, one slot left. So if you're going to get Harold, you better go ahead and talk to him. Or anybody else, we have one slot that is left. We're going to show you the both of the colleges, Florida State as well as Florida A&M University. They also have TCC up there, Tallahassee Community College, that's up there as well. I know many people who wanted to go to Florida State and go to FAMU, but they went to TCC first. We used to pick on them, but it's still legitimate, all right? I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just keeping it 100. They always be fighting over there at TCC all the time. They did. I went way back with that. Tallahassee Community College, all right? Hey, I was almost going to FCCJ in Jacksonville. I don't think I would have made it. I would have been fighting every day over there. Lord, have mercy. Moving right along. Someone say move along. Move along. Friday, April the 1st, Lord. Look at this. Look at this. All right, somebody. Go ahead and put your hands together for this and say, ha, ha, ha. All right. Joyful Noise Ministry presents the Laugh Out Loud comedy show featuring two of Central Florida's funniest comedians, Curtis Bateman, who is very well known here in the Orlando community, and Bimbo Lewis. Bimbo Lewis. Lady Martin is probably going to be acting up really, really bad during that moment of time, but I will defer from that. You know, he might be watching. Okay. Tickets are $12. See, I did good. Per person at $20 for VIP, and they could be purchased at Eventbrite. So in Eventbrite, we have we found out that they have a portal where you could pick your seats. So if you want to have your seats, you want to be up close and personal with the artists on that particular night, make sure that you get your seats early at that moment in time. Once again, these gentlemen have been at several different places, but I really want to hear from Bimbo. Y'all don't like Bimbo? Okay, all right. Truth Learning Academy is continuing to accept enrollments for the remainder of the 2022 school year. Once again, we're coming into the summer months, and I think that I could say this now, but in the wind, we should be having summer camp. Should be. So if the teens are looking for jobs for this particular summer, you have to be qualified, and you have to work. You got to work. Parents, I love you. I do. But if you send your kids and they ain't working, I'm going to fire them. I'm going to let them go. I'm going to send them a note. I'm just say we can no longer, it's no longer mutual. But I know we have some really good hard workers because I'm going to screen you in the very beginning, all right? So this is very important. Again, this is a good time for you to be able to get some work hours this particular summer. We're going to be hiring that particular regards. We're going to have several field trips. It's time for us to come from out of the shadow. So just make sure that you stay tuned for that for this upcoming summer. How many hours you could get, how many hours you could take. If you could tolerate kids that like to move furniture. And we had a couple of kids, one particular camp, that anybody ever seen those two dents that were like out there in the hallway for like a couple of years ago? We had some kids that were kind of rough, and they were just wrestling in the hallway, and they put some dents out there. So that's what you'll expect if you come to Camp Vision. You have to be about it. You got to be about it now. All right, and then finally, sign up for our DTCC new online newsletter. If you have not gotten that online newsletter, please email deaconpenn@jpenn@divinetruthcc.org in order to get your subscription. And also, if you are interested, again, as always, in joining this ministry. And this is also for those of you that are online as well. If you watched us long enough, come on to the house of the Lord. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. And let's get productive. Amen. Amen. Again, don't forget to invite someone to church. And now let's get a seed in our hand. You see what I'm talking about? Let's go ahead and show that fruity side. The fruit of giving. Right? Our fruitful side. Fruitful? Oh, okay. It's the same thing, right? No, fruitful church? Okay. So you look like a piece of fruit. Oh, nice. And decorated. See, I'm on the, you know. Yes, fruitful. Fruitful, fruitful. You know I'm just messing with you. You know I'm just messing with you. You know you got to be diverse today. Huh? You said keep playing? Y'all good? Next time y'all come to church on time, I won't be acting like this. God bless you, God keep you, that's my prayer. Fruit by the foot. We want us to be a fruitful church. In Jesus' name, be blessed, everybody.